Hello there, this is Dimitri from Paris, and you are tuned to Four Triple Z.
You're listening to Belle, and I'm here today with my guest, Mitch Medcalf, who is Galleon. Galleon has just mixed us some tunes live, and we've had a little dance, or at least I've been dancing. And, yeah, just wanted to wrap up the show, really. We've only got, about 6 or 7 minutes left. And then on after us is Indigipriz. So, Mitch, thank you so much for joining us today. I just wanted to ask you a little bit more about actually your involvement with Briz Bears, because I think, you know, some of the music you've been playing today is kind of that house music and disco, and that has a very rich history with the queer community. And, you know, there's actually quite a rich and varied, you know, queer scene in Brisbane. How did you get involved with the Bears?
Well, when I came out, I sort of didn't really know where I fitted in. And I knew I liked older men, and I sort of put that out there one night to someone who I was talking to, and they said, you should go to Bears, you should go and meet them, and just, they're a real good bunch of people, really nice, really down to earth. And somehow I managed to get the night off work just by chance, and I went to one of their events, and they were really good, very, very down to earth, very helpful. And then they realised I was a DJ because a good friend of mine was on the committee, Les, and we did a bit of back and forth, and they got me to play one of their parties about 3 months later, and I've always been on their roster since. And they love their vocals. We did a disco bear event last week, and the floor was nuts, pretty much from half an hour in till 2 o'clock in the morning when we closed. My friend Ant from Boogie Nights did the first half, and I got there because I'd been at Queen's Ball, and he goes, man, it's so busy in here, and I just took over, and yeah, we had a full floor.
Amazing.
So Bears love their disco, and, you know, after I did Mr. Bear comp about 2 years ago, I said to them, you know, I really enjoyed it. I don't know, I didn't win it, but I enjoyed it. How can I become more involved? And they said, why don't you jump on the committee? And I did, and it's been really cool, really great experience.
For anybody who isn't in the know, what's a bear?
A bear is a stereotypically hairy guy, hair in variable places, hair, chest, belly. I love the belly, but I don't like it on me, hence why I've gotten rid of a lot of mine. But I find that quite cool. But the bear, there's lots of arguments that ask what defines a bear, and a lot of them now are going towards their personality and what they accept in their community. They're a very body positive community, so all different shapes and sizes, and they're very inclusive. So, you know, if someone new comes along, they'll always welcome them usually, and, you know, welcome you into their fold and make sure everything's good and that you feel safe in their space and in their community.
Before we, you know, we've not got too much longer to go, but I just wanted to ask you about accessibility in the clubs that you go to. Do you find, well, also inclusion and accessibility is what I really wanted to touch on. So first of all, you know, how accessible are nightclubs for you, and also do you find them to be a welcoming place?
Look, I generally am with someone when I go out, which is a godsend because, you know, navigating a room, I know, with sight and people you don't know would be daunting enough with loud music. But so having that person there has been really good. I'm one of them funny people that I love playing the music loud when I play it, but if I'm in a loud space and I can't hear myself think, I get really frustrated. So that can play a part as well. So I try not to be too close to the music. I like to be at a distance where I can dance and actually hear myself think and be able to talk to someone without losing my voice by the end of the night and getting really husky. You know, it's I've seen events now where they talk about accessibility and, you know, people with wheelchairs wanting to access the events, and it's been really cool to see that. And even with our tea dances that we do at QC, the feedback that we got was not only do we want accessible spaces, but we want gigs during the day where, you know, some people in the community don't like to go out at night, so they want to come out and have a boogie during the daytime in a safe space where they can connect. And the music's not too loud. It's all kind of balanced out and all really reasonable.
Yeah.
So the tea dancers have been a real hit at QC.
Yeah, and I think safety is definitely something that's, you know, on the radar, I think, for many festivals and many event spaces. And, you know, it's good to see that that sounds like tea dancers. How many have you had so far?
We've had two, and I think we had about 50 people at the last one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good turnout.
And really good connection points as well. Like, you know, we stop the music and we have a bit to eat and have a boogie at the start and at the end, and we have something else just for variety in amongst the day. But yeah, accessibility definitely. And I've always had this thing where I don't like loud bangs and sudden noises. And the venues know not to put me on if they're going to have balloons up for a function or something, because you never know when one's going to go off.
Yeah.
And it's that, is it going to go? Is it going to go? Where is it? Yeah, that's
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mitch, but we're running out of time. We've had such a great show. We've only got 1 minute of the show left. So thank you so much for mixing. It's been great to have you back, and I hope to have you again. And, yeah, thank you. Thanks for joining me,
no,
Mitch.
No, thank you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
You are listening to the Only Human podcast. Only Human is a weekly program on social justice, disability rights, psychology, social research and mental wellness. You can listen in Brisbane on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM and Z Digital on DAB Plus radios. Love community media? You can support 4ZZZ by subscribing or making a donation at 4ZZZFM.org.au.